Thursday night for halacha. Okay, 2 points, 2 different points. No shaykhs. Don't try to figure out the shaykhs. You do your iluyim. One is that could be I mentioned it already. I forgot. The minhag the Mishnah Berurah brings down to read from the Nesiim every day, because every day had a uniqueness. As we know from the Medrash, every Nasi, even though it looks like the same Korban, but every Nasi had different Kavanas that were more attuned to his Shevet. So every Nasi was different. And every day is a special day, and that leads us up to Pesach, so we read the Nasiim. Now the Mishnah Berurah says it's a Minhag Tov to do, and the Shloah says it's a Minhag Tov to do. It's not 100% clear that they mean from a Sefer Torah. Even though there are many places that are called a makbid, that they get a Sefer Torah after davening. You don't make a bracha on the Torah, of course, but it's not that portion that you could even take out a Sefer for that reason, and it's not so clear, but certainly people should take a chunish and read that day's laning. That minig you certainly can do, and you don't have to worry about what the tzibur does. Some say that's even mechatchila, that's what the minig is. That you say it as at the end of davening, you say the nosi of that day. Okay, that's one inyan. Another totally different inyan is about chametz. You have pots, people put away pots and pans, and they say they sell it. So, lomi boya, they're not selling the pots and the pans, because, right, they're not. That all you have to be tovel. You're not. And you're not even selling belias. Ta'am balua does not have to be sold. There's no list of Banyarab, but you might say on ta'am balua. Even if you're not allowed to cook in it, because the ta'am will be niflat into whatever you're cooking in it. But there's no list of Banyarab on the pot per se. So you put away dishes and pots and pans, and then that's. You put them away. You're not selling them. You're putting them away because they are also getting in the way. You don't want to use it by mistake. So you just put it away. If you have a pot that's tough and then there's chametz on it, it's a shalom pot. So, you know, if it's not edible and it's less than a kazayas and it's mixed with dirt, you don't have to worry about it with bechlal. And if it's a kazayas worth, so you just have to render it non-edible. People spray it, people scrape at it until it's come out gone, and they spray the rest of it, and that renders it not edible. And then there's again no iser, not even a bali rabbi motzah. Yeah.